on this episode of On Call.
We used to do warm-ups all the time before doing the show.
And then we play these improv games.
We'll give you a little view of what happens behind the scenes when we actually do start preparing for these recording sessions.
Let's show them how it's done.
Hey everybody, welcome to On Call with Justin.
Jackal.
And Inca.
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca.
I don't want to laugh, man. I don't want to laugh. Because Danny missed his cue. Danny was so preoccupied
I didn't hear Jacko say anything.
Dancing.
I didn't hear Jacko. I was waiting for Jacko.
I did. I think the music was just kind of loud.
Inca heard you.
Yeah, I think I heard me.
I was like, Jacko's not saying anything. Why is he not saying anything? And so I was waiting.
It's okay. That's why whatever we're doing today is a good idea, because we need to refresh this catching each other energy.
Yeah, you know, we used to do warm-ups, like improv warm-ups all the time before doing the show. And then we sort of just stopped. And I kind of noticed that ever since we stopped also, it's a lot more common that we'll talk over each other, or like we won't let each other finish each other's sentence, stuff like that. Maybe that's also why like we're just like tired. Maybe we're just comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. I think we're just too comfortable with each other. I mean, that's a great thing. When we started off, I mean, obviously in the group, Justin and Inca have radio experience. Justin has improv experience. Inca has voiceover, a lot of like that experience.
And theater experience.
Me and Danny don't have much of this kind of... It's just funny because like at that time, Justin actually sat us down and showed us an entire PowerPoint.
Pinagalitan kami.
Okay, take me through that day in your point of view. I want to hear this story.
Whose point of view?
Theirs, not yours. Yeah, yung napagalitan. Yung siner mo nan.
Hindi naman pinagalitan.
How did it go?
Basically, the whole premise is that me and Danny are not pros when it comes to recording. You know, like our mics are super far, you know, or like we don't know how to laugh on a mic. All these things, right? Like there's so many things that we didn't know that was a thing. Like we talk over each other. We do warm-ups. I think the pinaka gist of it is we're normally late, so we don't get to warm up, and then it ends up Justin gets frustrated, and then like one day Justin like got fed up and we're like, oh shit, Justin's probably mad. Then he came in with a PowerPoint,
which apparently was cued via Inca's
we knew that
telling
on,
Justin
yeah. Well, that's right. okay, little thing.
I didn't tell him to do a PowerPoint. Okay,
that's very Justin, in fairness. Justin.
do I tell them, just
which one,
how it happened?
Okay, sure.
Basically, this was after I guested first, right, on the show. Prior to that show, Justin and I hadn't really caught up with each other in months, maybe a year. So after that episode, we kind of like touched base again. And then a few days after my guesting, we caught up ulit. Oh, how is ganyan? Ganito, ganyan. Mm. And then Justin started talking. He's like, you know, I love doing the show with the guys, but sometimes it's just like, you know, frustrate lang siya.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, you know, Joss, it's not like, for example, you and I, when we host the show, we had radio training.
Right.
You have to remember that Danny and Jacko don't have the same radio training. So because you can't hold them to the same quality or standard that you hold someone like me. Because we don't have the same background.
Kumbaga, level ano na kayo? Level 10 na kayo, kami level 1 pala.
So because you can't expect them to have the same instincts or reflexes as I do. And then he said, nga. like, yeah. So because technically they're your trainees you're the senior. And then he's like, oh my gosh, you're right. And then after that, he was like, okay, guys, let's do this.
I think it was more of like, holy crap, friggin' A.
Yeah, and come in a man. And come in a man, since you asked, like, from our perspective, we didn't know what we were doing wrong. Like, why is he so mad? Diba? Like, we couldn't understand then. Like, kasi on our side, we weren't doing anything wrong. Or diba?
Well, how do you know you're doing something wrong if
when you don't know
are
what
not,
is right?
Yeah, if you're not aware of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it was so funny that Justin came in true Justin fashion with a PowerPoint presentation.
Well, okay. I remember though that I didn't just spring that up on you guys, right?
Yeah, you did schedule
you asked us.
Yeah. No, I told you guys. I was like, yo, it's come to my attention that I need to like teach you
train
guys some
you guys.
Basics, right?
Oh.
Like the fundamentals of, I don't know, radio banter or whatever it is.
And like dead air and yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. We scheduled it and I told you guys, bring notebooks.
Love it. Professor Just.
For sure. I basically just gave them the presentation that I usually give to students in universities when they ask me to teach them how to host. And I just tweaked it for maybe podcast and radio and added a little bit of improv and stuff. And that's it. And then I remember Jacko was like, next time I'll
oh yeah, I was going to presentation yeah.
about branding. And I was like, yeah, for sure. I want to hear that.
I
want to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm. No, we should. We should do that.
Yeah,
we should do
yeah. Skillshare.
Internal Skillshare.
What are you going to share, Danny?
I don't know. How to cook pasta.
Inka has her
TED talk.
Ready to go.
True. Danny has his beatbox talk. I attended Danny's beatbox class before.
Ano yun ulit? Butike what?
Butike.
Ketchup.
Butike.
Ketchup. Butike ketchup. Ayun. Butike, okay. Ketchup, butike, nice, ketchup. Nice.
Actually, like, there's a lot that I can share. There's this thing that I'm doing right now where I'm helping mga small businesses grow. There's one client I have right now that is the younger sister of my ex-girlfriend. Fun fact. So she started this potato business and I'm helping them kind of figure out how to go about it.
Mm. What's it called?
So we haven't finalized the name, but the working name is Patata. Patata.
Nice.
More on that later on. But if you guys want to start a business, maybe I could give you like a how-to.
That's Danny's Skillshare. Yeah.
I think, you know what, to be fair though, after that presentation, there was so much that me and Danny realized we didn't know. And we actually learned a lot from it. And maybe...
Oh yeah, I appreciated it. Like, wow, okay. Yun pala
how long was it?
A good hour.
Oh wow.
About?
Wow. Yeah. Did you guys do like, okay, demo or like an hour of just you talking? Wow.
Yeah. It was more of like a lot of... afterwards, a lot of internalizing of what we just learned. Na yeah. parang, ah, ito pala yun. Ah, okay, ganyan pala yun. Because we found this new found awareness.
Mm-mm.
Correct.
A lot
we
of
actually knew what
meditating
we were doing wrong.
Happened. Yeah.
Galing.
Super grateful to it. I mean, looking back, obviously, but going back to what we were talking about earlier, every day after that, we were doing really well. We were on the ball. We would go 30 minutes early and do all
warm-ups.
These kind of improv warm-ups.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of got comfy. And then we started doing Chibugan time. And then we just started doing
and
Chibugan's
so
great.
Today,
and
we
with
thought
that,
we would let you in. We'll give you a little view of what happens behind the scenes when we actually do start preparing for these recording sessions.
When we actually prepare.
When we actually prepare.
Basically, how did we do it? So obviously, there were many ways that we learned from Justin and whatnot.
Last time we did checking in.
So correct. That's one thing we used to do. The first thing we do was to check in. And then we play these improv games because I guess backgrounder... Yeah. Justin did a lot of classes with Spit.
Yeah.
So what did they call it, the group? It's not Spit.
Yeah, Third World Improv.
Is it a different group or did they just, are they like beefing with each other?
No. They're okay. So basically, so Spit, Silly People's Improv Theater.
Theater.
They're the premier improv group in the Philippines. They've been around for what, 20 years, something like
Agal
that?
Na.
Yeah,
a lot, dude.
They're like
I was in
OGs,
grade school.
OGs in the improv Philippine scene. So they started their own school. And their school is called Third World Improv.
Maybe you're the one to answer this, Just. Why do we do this every time before we do the episode? What is the need for us to do improv?
The biggest need is to prep and prime all of us to listen to each other and build off of each other.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the main thing. With improv, that's it. It's yes and.
Yes
right?
and.
I start with one thing. I don't know where this is going. You add to it. All right, heard ya. Let's add to that. And then add, and then let's land it. That's improv, basically, right? Same thing with a lot of our shows, especially if we'd go free flow. Another way of saying improv. We're going to improv the show.
Yeah.
Like, bahala na. Whatever happens, happens. And so when we do the improv exercises, it prepares us to take care of each other out there. And it prepares us to get in that mindset that, all right, let's build something together.
Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
opposed yes. to... As opposed
every
to
every man for
oh,
himself.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's to get you in the right state of mind.
Yeah,
I guess.
Correct.
It's to build something together.
Before anything, I guess like this random thought lang. Like, why is it that people take warm-ups for granted? Not just in the sense of performing, but even like working out. But kapay lang mag-warm up. Let's just do it. What is the underlying reason why people
should
don't
do
really
it.
Value it or take it for granted?
It goes back to comfort.
Complacency, probably.
Complacency, yeah. You feel like you don't
ang kaya ko na to. Ano yeah. pa? Para saan pa yan?
Like, we could do this in our sleep kind of thing. And to be yeah. fair, like, it's something that we kind of do it. But I do appreciate it whenever we do warm-ups because it's fun. The warm-ups themselves
fun.
Are actually fun. My favorite one is the story spine.
The one from Pixar.
There's a whole story behind it. What's the story about this whole story spine?
Where did it come from?
Well, what they taught us in Third World Improv is that this is a technique that they literally use in Pixar to come up with new stories to animate.
That's yeah. funny. I was reading this audiobook, Share Your Work, and they mentioned the Pixar story spine.
Oh,
in the book. And I was like, wow, oh, we're doing that. Yeah,
that's a thing.
We're doing that to warm up. Parang I think the book was explaining how work is created, diba? And then it was using Pixar as an example of how the creative process and taking out those juices in a structured way.
Awesome. It was nice to know that it's a real thing. I was like, oh, maybe these guys made it up. And or like, maybe Pixar used it like once.
Yeah, but, like it's a nice story.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's true.
Apparently, it's something that they use quite often, if not all the time. And we found it to be pretty helpful.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
We've had interesting stories come out of the story spine. Also, life lessons.
Sure. Yeah. And we never really recorded it. And I feel yeah. like sometimes I look back and I go like, oh, that was a good story.
Yeah, it's always backstage lang, you know? Mm-hmm.
Let's do one.
Ooh.
Would we bring an A-game kind of story spine? Because normally we bring it to warm up.
I think they call it the Hawthorne effect in psychology. When somebody's watching you, you perform better.
Lol.
You perform better?
It makes sense.
The Hawthorne
effect. Or perform worse.
I just Googled it. Yeah. It's the Hawthorne effect. It's a behavioral study where when you are being observed, you have this awareness that you're being observed. And because it's an innate need to impress, you perform better.
What if you have stage fright?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Hawthorne.
Yeah, Hawthorne. What the hell, Hawthorne?
Let's show them how it's done.
I just say a word and then say the name of the person I'm passing it on to. This is very good on Zoom, actually, on Zoom
yeah.
and teleconferencing apps and stuff like that.
It's nice icebreakers.
Yeah. For example, I say USB Inca, and that Inca then has to say the first word that pops into her head.
Microphone.
Related to USB. There you go. And then she's going to say the name of the next
Jocko.
Person.
Yeah.
You just continue from there, basically.
Yeah.
What was her word?
Jocko.
What
was her word?
I see what you did there, Jocko.
The word was my.
And then you go on from there.
I haven't started yet, okay?
All right.
Okay.
So,
and
at any point in the whole cycle, if anyone says, tell that story, then the person...
If you find a word interesting, you can be like, tell that story. And then they have to tell the story of why they chose that word.
Exactly. So, for example, if Inca said microphone and I shout, tell that story, then Inca has to tell the story.
I got a new USB microphone. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Then the game ends when each of us has shared something. That'll be a very good warm-up. So by the time we get to the story spine, it should be...
Guys, this is literally what it sounds like behind stage.
All right, categories. Hairband, Jacko.
Hairband, leave-in conditioner, Danny.
Organic, Inca.
Herbs, Justin.
Parsley, Inca.
Omelette, Jacko.
Tamago sando, Danny.
Japan, Justin.
Red circle, Jacko.
Oh, tell that story, Jess.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It's like
the red thing.
That's all. That's
that's all,
it's
folks.
It's a simple flag. You just get a piece of paper and put a red circle on it, and that's the Japanese flag.
True.
It's quite efficient, I think, which actually says a lot about their culture. they really value efficiency. I remember, I think it was my sociology professor back in the day. He was such a fan of the Japanese culture. And he said that there's such fans of precision that most of the meals that they'll serve to you are already pre-chopped.
Yeah. No. That is true.
Right? Like, tonkatsu is pre-chopped. It's all ready for you to just get your chopsticks, get it, put it in your mouth.
And then go. And it's usually already a full meal.
Yeah. Sushi, right? Like, it's basically already just prepared, put it down, you eat it.
I had a friend that had a Japanese boss. And apparently before board meetings, he would have to lay out the table and measure how far away the pen was from the edge of the table, the sheet of paper was.
I don't know if it's because he's Japanese or maybe he's just like...
apparently, you know. it's like expected that it has to be like super, I know. And they check it though.
The Japanese or the boss?
Well, I don't know. Because everyone else in the meeting was also Japanese. So I guess it's a Japanese thing.
Interesting.
Anyway, Red Circle.
Red Circle. Jacko.
All right. Red Circle... I'd say Jacob, Danny.
Baby, Inka.
Baby. Daddy.
Bakit ganon?
Tell that story.
Tell that story.
Bakit ganon, Inka?
Sorry. No, because I...
Who's the baby daddy?
No one. No. The VMAs just ended, right? And I saw an article that Megan Fox wore her like kind of naked looking dress because... Machine Gun Kelly told her that you're going to go naked tonight. And she said, okay, daddy.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So she misunderstood the...
understood the assignment.
Or she understood the assignment rather. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Daddy, what? What, Justin? What? You look like you want to say something. You look like you want to say something.
No, I was like, it's the closest you can get to naked without getting canceled, I guess, or going to jail.
Rose McGowan, actually.
She did it first.
Mm-mm.
And I think she did it better.
Wow, that was one heck of a dress.
Rose McGowan. Oh my gosh.
Search it. Danny's already searching.
No, it is. It is. It is. It was... something that was shocking at that time, I guess. But
iconic even before the word iconic became a thing.
Like everybody were, they were all talking about it and not in a bad way too. So
yeah, it was like, whoa, what?
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway. Daddy.
Oh, great. Now I have to choose between three guys to pass it on to.
Oh, two more. Oh yeah. No,
you dug a hole for yourself. We weren't even thinking that until you mentioned it. So
Danny.
Oh my God, daddy, no? Man, it's so
quick,
sad.
Quick.
So
quick,
sad. First thing, I already first had thing. One, Graveyard.
Mm.
Justin.
Oh, okay, Graveyard. No, let's go. Graveyard. Halloween, Jacko.
Halloween, My Hero Academia, Danny.
Tell that story.
Mm. Okay, sure. So this Halloween, I mean, if you guys haven't been following me on social media, by the way, at Jacko De Leon on all media, I have... grown my hair and my facial hair over the past 2 years, almost, right?
I know where this is going. Okay.
And in my head, I wanted to go as... Wait, what's the name of the teacher? I forget.
Aizawa-sensei.
Aizawa-sensei, yeah. Because I woke up one day and I looked in the mirror and I was like, I look like him. And I'm like, I'm gonna be that. Eraserhead, yeah. It was just recently as well when one of my friends... You know, Fran, right? Just
Gino and Fran. Gino and Fran.
Yeah. So she was asking, hey, my kid has been watching My Hero Academia and he wanted to go as who's the bad guy with all the hands and Shigaraki, I think.
Shigaraki.
Her son wanted to go as that. And I was like, yeah, it'd be great. I've been watching the show. You should watch the show. She was like, yeah, he wants to go as him for Halloween. And I was like, I offered to help make the hands. And
love
I got
it.
Inspired. So I was like, you know what? I am going to go as Aizawa Eraserhead for Halloween. So yeah, that's my Halloween plan.
I like that.
Or I'm going to go simple and do Dave Grohl from like Foo Fighters. That was like the easier way out.
Oh,
Aizawa.
Yeah.
Do Aizawa.
I know. I wanted to do two different looks, but the Eraserhead look and the one where he's just in a sleeping bag.
Yeah. The yellow one.
I think that's funny.
Sleeping bag would be awesome, I think. Yeah.
Because it's easy.
Yeah.
Where it's just like your face.
Yeah. And then the one with the, obviously the bandage kind of rope thing that he has. So yeah, that's my Halloween story. kind of excited for it because it's the first time I could do anything with long hair.
Well, you did John Wick last year, right?
Yeah, but that's like a fake wig. Like I had a wig. It's like...
Now it's your actual hair.
Didn't even occur to me.
No. Now I'm like, should I go Khal Drogo? Should I go...
I liked your professor costume though.
Yeah,
Money Heist.
See, that was also nice. Like... Because we couldn't go out that year. Jo was pregnant that year and she didn't want to dress up. I was like, wait, no. I have to dress up for Halloween. I've been doing that since we started this whole paper bug Halloween thing. Because all my life, I've always wanted to dress up for Halloween, but I've never really gone out for Halloween. So I never dressed up. So all of a sudden, one year, I was like, you know what? I have a company. I'm going to make it a thing that every Halloween, we're forced to dress up. And so we had the biggest kind of Halloween night. We rented a room in Victoria Court because we were doing a commercial for them at that time. And there was a room there. It's called the Batman Room. It's a Batcave. Ooh. It's a replica of the Batcave. So we had our Halloween party there.
Seriously?
We had prizes. And one of my favorite costumes was our director, Mark. He came in as Shishio from... I'll send you guys
Samurai the Rurouni Kenshin.
Hands Samurai down, X. The best costume I've ever seen in person.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
Honestly,
obviously. I'll send you guys the picture. So that day, I was so happy. I was like the happiest guy ever. I went in as three different costumes. I came in as like Arrow. And I was like so pressured because I've never had a Halloween party. So anyways, ever since that year, I've been dressing up for Halloween. So that year with the John Wick one, I was like, oh no, I'm not going to go out. I need to go out because that's the reason for you to dress up. If you go to a Halloween party, because nakakahiya if you don't. I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a wig and I'm going to be John Wick. It's easy. I'm just going to put on a suit and all the blood and whatever. And then at that time, I was like, wait, I need a couple's costume because my wife, we were married now. And I was like, wait, we need a couple's costume because we've never had one.
It's like your first year of being married.
And we were like, I was like, my wife, when she puts on these glasses, she looks like Ali Wong.
She does.
From that movie with Keanu, the one that came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm being John Wick already. Might as well do couple's costume. I'm just going to take out the John Wick kind of blood and whatever. And I put on a scarf and I'm Keanu from that movie. So we had pictures as me and her from that movie. And then after that, I would do my John Wick picture. And then I was like, if I take out the wig and I keep the suit on, I actually look like the professor, which I was watching at that time. So I was like, I have like three or four different outfit changes.
Yeah. Smart.
Even if I didn't end up going out. And I think I just had a beer at home or something like that. Still sad though. I like going out. And then after that pandemic na. So obviously and I was like, oh no. And then 2020, I had Jacob na. So I was like, what can I do with Jacob? So we went as like,
what can I do with Jacob?
We went in as the red guy from Among Us, wherein Jacob was the
little one.
Yeah, on top. So we did that. But then that was the year where I was like, you know what, kid, you're gonna dress up five different outfits this year because I'm not gonna dress up. So we dressed Jacob up in like five or six different costume changes that day. It was pretty fun. And then this year, I've grown my hair out and I'm like, I'm gonna do something with it. I'm gonna be so annoyed if I don't. So there you go. Sorry, long story long.
We should have a game where none of us stops Jacko from making kwento. And then we're going to time to see how long.
Oh, wait, where did I end? You know what? I'll just throw it to Jus.
Oh, Dick.
Oh, Deku. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Deku. Deku. Oh, I thought
you said Dick.
Dick.
Yeah,
no, dude. Deku.
All might.
Exactly. You said Dick.
No, dude. Well, who would that be in MHA? You would think that would be Endeavor, but no, he's not such a bad guy.
Bakugo.
Bakugo, yeah. Yeah, kind of. No, Deku. So Deku is the…
Sidex,
the protagonist of My Hero Academia. I think he's my favorite anime character, probably.
Wow.
That is…
You know what? He's definitely in the top for me.
Because I really love underdog stories. And he's a very Captain America-like story, especially MCU Captain America. Very weak and frail, but he has the will. Like, this guy's character is deserving to be
worthy.
Endowed with all this power.
Yeah. I love that he was given this And he constantly works hard to be worthy of. Oh, yeah. I love that. I love.
Beautiful that's character. Nice. I love Deku I like so that. Much. Yeah, and he's a nerd.
I love when he rambles about like the powers. Genuinely eager about everyone's powers. He's like, whoa, I see that he's improved. He's added new stuff. And then what if he does this? And then he starts to like mumble. I love.
Deku.
So good.
I love Deku. Mm-mm. And there you go. Danny has we skipped it because it was kind of I was like, I don't know if we want to go down there.
I was waiting for the music to come in.
But you know what? In improv, it'd always be up to the player if they wanted to go there. But also, like, another principle of improv is to take care of each other, right? So in that case, I was like, I don't think I want to put Danny in that position right now. Okay, so sidestep. So Deku. Danny.
All Might, I guess.
It's not tell a story.
And you want to say, all right, tell the story. All right, fine. Tell the story.
No, it has to be a word talaga na my story. Eh?
No, just tell the story. Might. It's an improv exercise.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, well, I just started watching My Hero because Justin recommended it. And it's all around the character of All Might. That's what came to mind when you said Deku, right?
Mm-hmm. I love All Might though.
That's how you know Danny didn't watch it.
Anime
I
with
did,
subtitles?
I did. To be fair, I did. It just
it's
didn't,
all about All Might.
It didn't grasp me as much as you hyped it.
You have to keep watching kasi. What episode did you stop watching in?
I finished 2 seasons.
Oh.
It was good, but it wasn't great. And I would definitely not put Deku in my top anime characters of all time.
Who would be in your top anime characters of all time?
That's a really big shoes to fill because there's so many great anime.
Top three.
Yeah. Well, in no particular order.
Yeah, top three.
Probably Eugene because like so much sentimental value to that character. Yeah, Samurai X as well. Kenshin, Himura, top three.
Pressure gun.
It's a tie between Rekka and Goku, I guess.
Rekka.
Rekka's good.
I see now you're a nut.
Archetypes.
Anime watching days.
The 90s talaga. Yeah. So those are my standards of what is a great anime.
There are a lot of really
like,
good new ones now.
Yeah, the new ones are like, okay, I'm down. But I guess it's also because they can't fill the same void.
Here's another thing, right? Did you ever finish watching, let's say, like all the episodes of Dragon Ball?
No, from start to finish? No.
Yeah. Did you watch every single episode of Samurai X?
No.
Did you watch every episode of Flame of Rekka?
No.
Did you watch every episode of Ghost Fighter?
Yes.
Ghost Fighter. Okay, that makes sense. So that's the angle here, right? Is back in the day, we didn't really have the option to watch all of it, which also added this sense of urgency that like, oh, I have to watch it.
We kind of just breeze through it every week when it comes out.
And so when it's on, you're like, oh crap, I gotta get home.
It's time.
I need to focus. Whereas now you can just watch it anytime.
Anytime. Mm.
So void-wise, that might be something to consider.
Yeah.
It's the urgency of it. But now what we have is we have the ability to watch the entire series and judge it as a whole.
Right.
And so that's where I think My Hero Academia, Attack on Titan, my gosh. That's
okay, Attack on Titan,
shine.
you didn't undersell Attack on Titan. Holy that crap. That one, when I gave it a chance, I was like, wow. Yeah.
It's so good. It gives me goosebumps every time.
That's true.
I rewatched it with Carla and I was just like, this is fun.
But there's no one character that stands out.
Because they all are amazing in Attack.
Yeah.
I love about all great. Yes. They're side characters, but they all have depth. Hindi lang ginawa for the sake of a side character.
No, and even the main character is so nuanced. Yeah. He's someone that you think you'd root for, kind of like
Eren Yeager.
There are a lot of things, if you haven't seen the show, I don't want to spoil it, but there are a lot of things that develop and in a very kind of apocalyptic scenario.
I think that's what I love about it also. I love a good apocalyptic dystopia.
Dystopian. Yeah. They evolve in a different path. It's kind of like Walking Dead. The worse that you see the world, the more nuanced the character gets.
Interesting.
It gets blurred.
That's
right. It gets
true.
Blurred.
Well, unlike where we are now.
I know. What happened to our episode? I wonder. I like where this is going though.
Yeah.
Oh, I could go as Aaron Yeager too, like a later on Aaron Yeager. I think I can pull that.
No, I mean you're like, okay, this post-apocalyptic scenario or this one huge problem that everyone has in common and that we all need to overcome together. And that's where these true heroes can be formed and shine and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're kind of in that situation right now.
I was literally just telling mom that it's so easy, quote unquote, to hide corrupt governments in a normal setting.
Without blockchain, but, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
There you go.
But you can trust a good old pandemic to poke holes. Because look at all the countries that have had wonderful COVID response. It shows that their government is efficient.
Bulletproof.
I'm sure there's corruption everywhere, but the least corrupt governments are the ones whose countries are thriving right now.
Wow.
It's not poking holes. It's more like unraveling. You know how like if your room's kind of dirty and you just sweep it under the rug and no one knows about it?
Sure.
Yeah. But then when someone actually inspects and they're going to find something out, they eventually find everything that's like kind of wrong with it. Yeah. So I guess poking holes. But yeah, I mean, if you guys watch Attack on Titan, and I hope you guys get the chance to, it is what it is. It's just
fantastic.
Really fantastic.
That's so good. What kind of anime kills off its main character in the first season?
Anything that starts with a letter and then it has an O and then a T. So it's G-O-T and then it's A-O-T.
That's true.
That's all I have. Yeah. Okay.
Killing. Okay. Yeah, it is just one example.
That's just one.
Lol.
Yeah.
And for those of you who have watched neither, apologies for all the spoilers.
Hindi naman spoiler yun eh.
What, that someone dies?
Wala.
Season? Not really.
But like anyone who watches Game of Thrones, I'm sure they've heard already that like, all right, practically everyone I love is going to die at some point.
Yeah, just like don't get attached to any character.
Yeah.
And they grow. All the characters grow. They just don't grow the hero's journey as they've put it for everyone. Mm. Because the real world, or at least the world that they live in, is a lot more nuanced. Like there's just a lot more things that can happen because bad things happen to good people. Some people are one bad day away from flipping. There's also a lot of politics in like Game of Thrones and even in Attack on Titan. So
it really messes
a person, right? The whole idea of politics and the whole idea of people's motives and being unearthed also becomes hairy, and not all the good people are good and not all the bad people are totally bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it depends on the reason. Yeah.
Usually the most interesting villains are like that. Like for example, like Thanos in the MCU. Reason why you enjoy him so much is that he isn't this one-dimensional, I just want to kill everybody kind of character. You know what I mean?
He wanted to kill half.
Half, only half.
To save just half the world.
He wanted to equalize everyone.
Not everyone.
But he has deep motives, right? Motive, and actually, in his mind, he was saving the universe.
Which is what makes a good villain.
Exactly.
You know, what makes a good villain is the villain who thinks of himself as the hero of the story. Right?
Yeah. And it makes a more interesting story if you can see the point of the villain. You're like, wait.
Right? Sure.
Yeah. Makes it hard.
Yeah.
Actually, all these good stories, it's a good prep now. I mean, I think we're warmed up enough to do
stories. See, this is what happens when you do improv games. It gets the ball rolling.
So we wanted to give them a peek into how On Call is run.
The brainstorming.
This is how it happens, dude. Like, we have a plan for something, and then we just start riffing, and then it's good. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's going somewhere. And the next thing you know, we're out of time, and that was kind of good already. So, all right, let's stick with that.
Yeah. So, maybe if you really do want to hear a Pixar story spine, we'll save that for the next episode. Kala nyo, ha? Kala nyo. You probably listened to the whole thing. Are you still here? You're still listening? Wala dito. It's not on this episode.
On call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inga.